So very, very good to see you. Before Sheila starts, I want to take just a moment. No, because we could end up stealing from each other. So I'm going to apologize in advance. Okay. I want to thank everybody that helped make the sale work. The sale was fabulous. Okay. Most importantly was meeting the people and having the occasion to minister to people. Thank you, Nancy, for your words this morning. Okay. Not to put words in your mouth, but she said it was just wonderful to meet so many people. Okay. So many people. Lisa had the opportunity to do some pretty good ministry, and some of the rest of you did too, but you didn't tell me about it, so I can't name your name. Okay, but thank you all. Now I will shut up. Go.
Well, it was also greatly appreciated that our pastor made an appearance every day of the rummage sale. In the past, we haven't been so fortunate.
Huh.
So
you're welcome.
Thank you, Mike, for being here.
You're welcome. No. How can I ask you to be here if I'm not here?
You're going to get a little exercise this morning. If you would please stand, if you put a sign in your yard for the rummage sale. We'll get to you. You help move stuff from the shed to the church the end of July.
Stand
up. If you donated stuff, if you help set up, if you were here to work the sale, if you helped clean up, if you baked goodies for our bake sale, if you brought stuff that we could eat during our lunch while we were here.
Don't sit down yet.
Stay up. Linda and I both, as chair people of the event, offer a huge, big thank you to all of you.
Amen.
Now you may sit down.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, you left one thing out.
I'm not done.
You're not done?
I'm not done.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Together, I want you sitting down for this part, because I'm going to do my little happy.
You've been watching your preacher too much.
We raised over $8,000 in 3 days.
Woo-hoo! Yes, happy dance.
Woo!
Mary Margaret and Nancy ran our bake sale, and they topped an all-time high of over $1,100 for the bake sale.
And there wasn't anything left.
We sold out. And I'm not making coconut cakes for quite a few months. Also, aside, we had two containers out on our cashier's table. One is it a conference mission or a
yes,
district?
Yes, it's a conference mission.
Conference mission is to, they wanted each church to raise money for Readers to Leaders, literacy program. Some would be kept local in our state, some would, the money will go overseas. Just by having a jar out there to collect money, and what we chose to do is if people were buying books, we'd throw money into the jar. So it came out of our rummage profits, but we got over $300 collected towards the Readers to Leaders program from the books that we sold.
Wow. Yeah.
We raised over $70 for the American Foundation of suicide prevention for the Out of the Darkness walk that Robin, Amy, and I are participating in September. So that was an additional money that we didn't have. And we helped support some other ministries through our rummage sale. A lady came through here and bought sleeping bags that she gives out to the homeless. All the clothes that we had left over, adult, children, and the shoes, are packed up, and they will go down the street to the clothes closet for their sale during Fall Festival. Friends of the Library, for their used book sale, they came down and took everything that they wanted from our books that were left. And Neighbors of Hope came in and took three boxes of blankets out of here for their programs. So, and we're hoping we're going to benefit the Friendship Stars Quilt Guild that stays here, because we have a box about this big full of quilting books. So our hope is they will buy a few of those books, and then they will make a donation to the church for the books that are left, so at their next quilt show, they can sell those books, and they can get the profit on what's left.
Cool. Excellent.
Luann? Yes.
That was at Tecumseh?
Yes, Tecumseh Big Boys used some of our blankets to give away in their event yesterday. Last night, our crew was awesome. Lisa and I were in the office counting money, and we came out, and it was almost done in about an hour and 15 minutes. We do have a little bit left to do, so we're going to be here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you're available, if you have a truck, we still have some more stuff. We took one load last night to Goodwill. We have more to take in the morning. So 10 o'clock, if you're able to be here to help, we'd appreciate it. Also, if you brought tables, most of them are all out there in the narthex. You can take your tables home. And also bins, if you donated things in plastic bins, tubs, whatever, they're in the dish room. So be sure and take those home with you also. One last announcement I want to highlight. We have a concert in your insert, Zach Williams, Toby Mac, Mercy Me. Many of you told me through text that you were interested. We do have a sign up on the glass sheet that's outside the pastor's office. Please sign up there. We did have one shopper ask if they could possibly go to the concert. I said, yes, sign up. I told her what we had in mind. I said, sign up and leave your phone number so we can reach out to you. So another outreach. Please read your insert.
Yes.
It's pretty self-explanatory, but if you do have any questions, reach out to your ad board or finance committee, and we'll be happy to try to answer your questions.
And thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Yes. That's Lisa's creation. Thank you.
The kids that I go to, the special needs kids, they said thank you very much for their toys.
Oh.
Which reminds me, we also donated puzzles to Cambrian Assisted Living. I forgot that one. Thank you, Sandy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody want to start worship?
I think you already did.
If you're able, call for our... Stand for our call to worship. Oh Lord,
pour
upon us the spirit of kindness, compassion, and peace. Sprinkle us with the morning dew of refreshing blessings and gladness of heart. Release us from our burdens and comfort for our hurts and pains. Let us rejoice in you. And our first hymn is page 62. Boy, that was pretty appropriate for our morning this morning. Little did Mike know.
Creatures of our God and King, live
And if you would, while you're standing, please greet somebody with a smile, handshake, or a fist bump.
Way to go, girl.
Yeah.
Hey.
There is happiness in the house.
Good. That's so good.
Yes. Right here. This is where it
came from.
This is where miracles
come from. That's right. You got it. You got it.
Good luck getting them back.
No worries. It's a good problem to have.
Yes, definitely. We're working on our hugs that we have to have every day.
Hi. I'm glad you're rowdy. Okay, I'm glad that you're rowdy. One thing that cannot be said about this church is that we're unfriendly. Used to go to a church, okay, and people would come a maximum of 3 times. And then they wouldn't come back because nobody would say hello to them.
No
one would introduce themselves, much less say, just so glad you're here. And we're glad you're here.
Amen. We're glad you're here.
As we go to our time of prayer, a couple of things that I want to say, and that is, it's important for us to allow ourselves to celebrate the touches of God. You know what God wants most from us? Thank you. That's what God wants most from us. Thank you. We forget to say that to God. We're here. Thank you. You're here. Thank you. Thank you. We forget that. It's not about putting us on a guilt trip. It's about putting things in perspective. Okay? You're going to get a good dose of perspective today. We have a number of people who are being blessed. Okay. As a community of faith, we are blessed because, excuse me, because of what happened the last 3 days in particular. Okay. And there are many of us who are having difficulties. That doesn't mean that we're bad people. Okay? That means there are times when life gets hard. One of the reasons we come together here is to remind ourselves and to remind each other we are never alone. I ask this question all the time, is Jesus here or not? Okay, is Jesus here or not? And amongst the things that's ours to answer is Jesus here? Is Jesus here? I can't tell you what that's going to look like. But I can tell you, because I'm a good Methodist. I'm a very conservative Methodist. You'll know it when you experience it. You'll know it when you experience it. Okay. Want to remember the Comstock family? Harry passed away 2 weeks ago. Family is asking for a buffer time. Okay. Family is asking for no phone calls because Norma is having difficulty dealing with this. Okay. Simply because of Norma's state of mind right now. She can't wrap herself around what's happened. And she's at a place that if the phone rings, it upsets her. So I know our impulse is to be as supportive as possible and to reach out. Let our outreach focus on being prayerful for the family and for Norma. Let us remember each other, okay? Let's remember the children. We're going to be focusing more and more on the children. Two Sundays away is blessing of the backpacks and school supplies. Okay. The official blessing. In 2 weeks, all right? This is, okay. I try to say to people when we talk, leaders of the church, okay, being the church, okay, means that we are a lot of things, but money is last. Yeah, we have to pay the bills, but money is last. The most important thing is people know they're not alone. The hardest thing for us human beings, doesn't make any difference what our age, is dealing with feeling alone. We've all had to struggle with that feeling. We know how bad it can be. It's not that we have to do something all the time for other people. Thank God we're able to. Good thing this church isn't busy. Remember the last time you were alone and what most helped you? It wasn't anything more than somebody showed up. They didn't have to say the right words. They didn't have to do the right thing. All they had to do was show up. Our Lord will help us. When we talk about the incarnation, when we talk about the Son of God coming to earth, what we're talking about is God showing up. And God will show up when we pray. Let us do that. Our blessed Jesus, you know our hearts. You know the things that have gone well, and we do our little happy dance. It's so good to be able to do that. You know those places where we feel so lonely and alone. You never leave us. You know those places where we struggle. Some of those struggles are not our fault, and we can't understand the reasons that they've come our way. And some of those things that we struggle with, yeah, we got it coming. We still need help to work through it. Oh Lord, you can do what no one else can do. You are the great physician. You touch bodies. You touch minds. You touch spirits. Oh Lord, work your healing here and amongst all those that are on our hearts and in our minds. Help us keep our attention on, oh Lord, experiencing the kingdom of God in our here and now. Help us to keep our attention on sharing the blessings of the kingdom of God with those around us in our here and now. It is for that kingdom to come, we pray, every time we join our voices together in the words you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Could we take a moment to listen to God in silence? For God will speak in turn during prayer. Amen.
Please join me for our litany of praise taken from Psalm 145. I will proclaim your greatness, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever.
Every day I will thank you and praise you forever and ever.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.
One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love.
The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made.
All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will give you thanks.
They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all may know your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made.
My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord.
Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Gloria. Seated.
Do we have an anthem this morning?
Next week?
No worries.
Oh, sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Or 2 weeks.
We can be really good, and I can say, "Let the children come."
Let the children come.
How are you doing? We got one thumbs up, two thumbs up, and three. Okay. Well, yeah, more up than down. That's the way we hope things will be. Now, the question of the week. Are the big people making you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Big people?
Yes.
Are you catching that? Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk to the big people while I talk to you. Okay. Do you know who Jesus pointed to when Jesus wanted big people to understand what God wants from us? Do you know who he pointed to?
Kids.
Why would Jesus do that? Why would he consider you special and say, God wants people to be like you? You know, part of the answer to that is here. Not just in the building, you're up here. Okay. I invited you to come up, and what did you do? You did it. You came here. You came up. Okay? Now, why would that God want somebody to pay attention to something like that? What does God want? Okay? Yeah, God wants you. And when God says, come here, no, you do listen. When Grandma says, come here, you know you better listen. Don't shake your head, no. You know you will pay. You know you will pay. But think about it, okay? Think about it. What are the best parts of your life? I know everything's not perfect. I know that the big people sometimes do make you crazy. I'm sad about that. Okay? But God sees something in you that's good, that God wants to build into the kingdom of God. I can't tell you exactly what that looks like, but I can tell you it's there. And I can tell you that when God says, come here, and you do, God will bring out all the best that's in you. It's real easy for us to get down on ourselves. It's really easy for us to get self-conscious and feel bad. Okay? But it's important to remember, Jesus loves you. God loves you. You may not be able to figure out all the reasons for that, but it's real. It's real. You're never alone. Always remember that. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you've told us how to get into the kingdom of God. The way we get into the kingdom of God is we become like children. We become like these children. Oh Lord, help us to not let that go. Hear our prayer. Amen. Thank you for coming. Oh, need help. There's two buckets up there, okay? At least four of you can help, at least four. Two in the middle, at least two in the middle, at least two on each side aisle, okay? Pennies from heaven. Those buckets are awful quiet. Either the big people are putting in a lot of paper, or you're not jiggling the buckets. Thank you. Can you say amen to pennies from heaven? Lord God, we thank you. You've been extraordinarily generous to us this week, generous with opportunities to minister for you to those who've come through the doors of the church. You've blessed us, O Lord, with people being generous. And O Lord, we want the kingdom to grow. We want this church to grow. We bring you ourselves. We bring you our gifts. Oh Lord, use us, our gifts, to grow the kingdom of God. Hear our prayer. Amen. Our hymn of preparation for this morning is number 393. Seated. Our scripture focus this morning is from the letter to the Hebrews. Mostly we don't spend tons of time with the letter to the Hebrews. I encourage you, homework, encourage you to read the whole thing But we're going to start depending on how your particular translation has dealt with the transition in the verses here. It'll be either 32 or 33, chapter 10, verse 32 or 33. However, recall those earlier days when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and persecution, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion for those who were in prison, and you cheerfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves possess something better and more lasting. Do not, therefore, abandon that confidence of yours. It brings a great reward. For you need endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what it is promised. For yet in a very little while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. My soul takes no pleasure in anyone who shrinks back. We are not among those who shrink back and so are lost, but among those who have faith and so are saved. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understood that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm going to be focusing on a little book. Okay. Mr. God, this is Anna. Faith has been on my mind quite a bit lately. We who would be Christians talk a lot about faith. We assert that faith is fundamentally important to being a Christian. What is faith? Almost every definition of faith I've come across has been confusing, vague, or basically not terribly helpful. Things have come to the place that I've pretty much concluded that faith is one of those things that cannot be defined. Faith is something that we recognize when we see it in action, and the meanings of faith can only be illustrated. When I think of faith, I often remember a story in a little book entitled Mr. God, This Is Anna. The book is by a man named Finn. He never gives his last name. Who, while roaming the docklands, the shipyards in England during the dark days of England's depression, discovered a waif, a little girl. A wandering little orphan girl named Anna, who was about 3 years old. Finn almost literally stumbled over her. She was sitting on a grate outside a bakery shop in the fog under the light of a gas lamp. Such starts the relationship between Finn and Anna. Anna taught Finn a lot about God. God in Anna's life was a very real person. Each time she would pray, she would begin with, "Mr. God, this is Anna talking." Then she would converse with Mr. God. Anna was a deep thinker, especially about Mr. God. Finn took Anna to church each Sunday. One Sunday, the preacher in his sermon said that God sees everything in all directions all the time. Anna latched onto that. She wrestled with the meanings of it until she concluded. First, she said, "Finn, is he right? God sees in all directions all the time?" "Yeah, I guess so." "Oh, that means God ain't got no bum." After the benediction, Anna skipped out of church, singing a little song. "God ain't got no bum. God ain't got no bum." What are the consequences of what we think about God? Another time, they were in church. Anna said to Finn, "Religion is all about being like Mr. God. And it was here that things get a little tough. God's instructions weren't to be good and kind and loving, etc. And it therefore followed that you would be more like Mr. God if you did those things. No, the whole point of being alive was to be like Mr. God." "And then you couldn't help but be good and kind and loving, could you?" "If you get like Mr. God, you don't know you are, do you?" "Are what?" asked Finn. "Good and kind and loving." Think about it. Anna did not talk about faith. She lived it. One of her habits vividly illustrates the core of her faith. Each day, Anna would play in the yard, waiting for Finn to come home from work. When she saw Finn turn the corner onto the street where the house was, Anna would race through the front gate, run as fast as she could toward Finn, and about 10 feet away, she would launch herself in the air. In a leap with all of her might, she knew without question that Finn would catch her in his strong, loving arms. Anna's leap was faith. It was simple, life-moving faith. She had no doubt. Finn would catch her. It seems to me that we are in need of recapturing the simplicity and power of faith. It seems that today we are such that our faith does not move us. We fail to watch for signs of God turning the corner onto the street of our daily lives. Rather than running and leaping into the arms of God, we sit self-absorbed and playing in our own little yard. We basically misunderstand what faith is about. We insist that faith should bring God to us. That is not at all what faith is about. Faith works by moving us. Faith moves us to God. It's altogether too easy and too common for us to abuse faith. When we are in trouble, when things don't go our way, we attempt to use whatever faith we have in God as something to force God into rescuing us or doing things our way. In a very real sense, we try to force God to be our servant while we sit in refusal of serving Him. We get the divine order of things totally backwards. We want God to do for us, to serve us. Then if God is extremely lucky, then maybe, just maybe, we will do some little something for Him. And maybe we will serve Him, but we usually do that in fits and starts. Faith works totally the other way around. Faith moves us. It may be hesitant, it may be fearful or doubtful, especially at first. However, faith gets us moving, finally racing toward God to leap into God's arms and to give our lives in service to the one who totally loves us inside and out. When we leap, Mr. God always catches us. Jesus has given Himself to us as the model of faith. Each bit of His life is an illustration of the consequences of faith. Jesus, in His faith, the greatest faith of all, served God with all His heart, mind, and body. Jesus was with God the way Anna was with Finn. Each day, Jesus would leap into the arms of God, and God would catch Him in the most astounding ways. The miracles surrounding Jesus were God's fabulous catches. Notice Jesus' faith did not save Him from disasters. There was the crucifixion. But then there was resurrection. Resurrection is God saying, I don't like the way this game ended. I'm going to change the rules. That's what resurrection is all about. Even to the last, Jesus threw Himself into the arms of God, and to the last, God caught Him, although some thought that God had missed. At the crucifixion, everyone, including Jesus, for a moment, thought that God had stepped aside and just let Jesus fall to His death. Think about Jesus' seven last words. In those words are, my God, why have You forsaken Me? But the resurrection proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter how bad circumstances become, no matter how much we or those we love suffer, no matter how bad things look, we cannot slip through the loving arms of God. It may have looked like God failed Jesus, but the truth was God was letting Jesus and us into heaven for all his sufferings. He may appear to us to be slow, but God always makes it right at the end. If we throw ourselves into his arms, he will catch us. But we will have to make the leap that is faith. The scripture for today tells us to hold on to our confidence in God, who makes a universe from nothing and whose love reaches beyond death. Trust, confidence, assurance, conviction, commitment, and more are all elements of faith. All are exhortations to hold fast to a vision of good that will ultimately come in spite of the present prevailing evil. Faith does not move us is dead faith. Faith without works is dead. The Epistle of James is really clear about that. Faith gets us going, running to God and leaping into his everlasting arms. Mr. God is a good catcher. Amen. Thank you. Our closing hymn for this morning is number 381. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
Please join me for the benediction. Now, Lord, go with us and strengthen us, that through us the gospel might be shown and fully known, and that all our neighbors might hear. Deliver us from every evil work and preserve us until we see the kingdom in its fullness. God of peace, be with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We do still have our book room open and our children's books out here if you're interested in looking.
The other question of importance is there coffee?